abstract. You just pulled him out of the rotation, particularly when he is also, I don't want to say Chicago legend, but he is a Chicago something. He's from there.
Yeah.
So just a whole bunch of awkwardness in Chicago. You would think that after they fired Hoiberg, maybe things would calm down there a little bit, but it's just been one weird thing after another.
Story number four.
Wild Thursday night football game last night. Chargers end up winning 29-28. They were down 14-0 in the first, down 28-14 with like 8:16 to go. End up scoring two touchdowns in the final minutes, and they go for two basically at the buzzer.
Yeah.
And they end up converting that two-point conversion to win 29-28 rather than kick the PAT and just send it to overtime. There was a point in that game where the Chiefs' win probability was 99.9%. It was like almost impossible for them to not win the game, and they still end up not winning the game. So they dropped to 11-3 overall, 6-1 at home. Chargers are now also 11-3. It is not out of the realm of possibilities. In fact, it's very possible that the Chargers are going to host the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And they don't have a stadium. They play in a soccer stadium?
It's crazy.
So can you imagine an AFC Championship game in a 27,000-seat soccer stadium? And they also, not only do the Chargers not have a stadium, they don't have a fan base.
No.
The people in L.A. do not want them.
No.
Like they, it's like, hey, take the Chargers back to San Diego. We don't want this team. We've got the Rams. We're happy with the Rams. We don't need the Los Angeles Chargers. So they don't have any fans.
So weird.
They don't have a stadium. Yeah. But they might be the best team in the AFC. And shouts to Phillip Rivers, 37 years old.
Yeah.
He made big throws when he needed to make big throws last night, and then might be on his way to his first Super Bowl. People always ask, like, well, how long is Phillip Rivers going to do this? Answer, forever. You want to know why?
I think so.
You want to know why? Right. He's got 9 kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who the hell wants to retire and go home full-time when they got 9 kids running around
the house? That would be harder.
Dude, I coached till I'm 50 before I stayed in the house all day. I mean, I played till I'm 50 before I'd stay in the house all day with 9 kids. Ugh. I don't know why anybody would want 9 kids. Like, that's insane to me. And I'm not even being goofy. I mean, it is actually crazy to me.
Maybe he didn't figure out what's causing that.
It would make more sense to me to have 0 kids than to have 9. I got 3 and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, you're like, no, I'm done.
There's no scenario where I would have another kid.
Come on, Gary.
I have 3 and I'm exhausted. I don't even know how you remember 9 kids' names.
No.
Like, wouldn't you get
why these people name them in similar fashion. Because, you know, like with the same name, you know, type name.
Having 9 kids is impossible.
Yeah, it's a rough deal.
There's no reason you should ever do that. Unless you're like Offset, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Jeff Calkins up next.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast.
Oh my God!
And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Whatever gets you revved up, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. Continuous use helps maximize mileage so that you can get more life out of every tank. So go rev up with tri-clean at your locally owned Citgo station today. Citgo. Feeling good.
Anyone can deliver a box, but Kroger makes it easy with store pickup and now shipping right to your door. So check out while you're chilling with the app or at Kroger.com. The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. 4 Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, Call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
The magic of the season shines brightest during holiday wonders at the garden at Memphis Botanic Garden. Sparkling trees, snowy nights of family fun, the City of Memphis Christmas tree, and the new True Green Outdoor Lounge. Get discount advance tickets today at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by Pro Show Systems.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds, only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Did you know that your house is a hidden gem? This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors. And yes, I'm often referred to as Shell Done. Just like a diamond that is cut and polished until it becomes a thing of beauty and has more value, your home is very similar. And just like a jewelry craftsman looks at a gem before cutting, I'd like to meet, see your home, and discuss options to enhance the marketability and increase the value of your gem, your home. This way you can choose what to do. And because not every agent has a strategic marketing program like I do, and they certainly don't have a Shellbucks option, if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, don't jump on the first train that comes along. Call or email me to find out how you might make your home sell quicker at a better price. And that's why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now or save this information. 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Cooper Systems is always there for you when it comes to service, repair, data recovery, so on and so forth. But they're also there for your Christmas shopping. They got Christmas sales going on right now. Get by the store and check out big discounts on brands like Apple, Dell, Toshiba, even on gaming computers from Phoenix, which are designed to fit your budget. They got MacBook Airs for as low as $599. That would make an amazing Christmas present for your husband or wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend or your son or daughter, mom or dad, basically for anybody, including yourself. You just want to buy a present for yourself? Not against that. 360-9679 is the number, 901-360-9679. You can call, talk to Lee Cooper, talk to Lauren Cooper. They're there to help you with a personal touch. Obviously, Cooper Systems is still the place for virus removal, data recovery. If you need to fix a power supply issue, a USB port issue, a cracked screen. But right now, it's also the place to finish your or start holiday shopping. So get by there. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. They're on the web, coopersystems.com. That's coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Memphis commercial kill. Damn it. Daily Memphian. Host of the Jeff Calkins Show, he joins me now. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
I apologize. I don't mean to miss.
I say it myself occasionally.
Yeah, you know what?
I've been known to say it myself.
You know when I say it every time, it goes hand in hand with me trying to read something while also talk. There are certain things that we say so often that you feel like you don't even have to focus on the words that you're saying, like. Brad Carson is in studio producing a program. Glad he's I can be doing a million different things typing, and those words will still
be said it a million times.
Yeah, those
right.
words will just come out of my mouth, and yet.
And me lead columnist for the commercial field has been you've been saying it for 23 years. Right.
So my apologies. That's my explanation, but it also comes with an apology. We now have 3 basketball games inside FedEx Forum. That'll probably be all wrapped up within the next 29 hours. It starts tonight, Miami Heat, inside FedEx Forum playing the Grizzlies. And tomorrow at 11 a.m., you get the Vols and the Tigers. And then tomorrow night, the reigning MVP and 2 future Hall of Famers, and James Harden and Chris Paul, going to be inside FedEx Forum playing the Grizzlies. That game tips at 7 o'clock. If you're ranking the three games in terms of you got to be there, it's UT Memphis 1, Rockets Grizzlies 2, Heat Grizzlies 3. Is that the right order?
Well, I was mentioning this today on the show, and someone else pointed out that University of Memphis commencement is Sunday. Like, that is a heck of a weekend for that building, you know, if you're throwing the commencement on top of it, right? But in terms of the games themselves, I think the UT Memphis 1, Rockets 2, and tonight's game against the Heat 3, if you're going what is the most winnable for the team with Memphis across its chest, I would say it is the exact opposite. It is tonight against the Heat 1, Grizzlies against Houston 2, and Memphis against Tennessee 3.
I think that's right, because even though this actually surprised me a bit, even though the Grizzlies have a better record and will be at home tomorrow night against the Rockets, the 538 NBA block, for whatever reason, makes the Rockets the favorite in that game. So the Grizzlies are favored over the Heat tonight, but at least according to one computer projection, will be about a four-point underdog to the Rockets tomorrow night. I don't know that the number will actually be that big, but I do think the Grizzlies will probably be an underdog to the Rockets tomorrow night. The Rockets have won two in a row, beat the Lakers last night, just ran away from them in the fourth quarter. James Harden gets a 50-point triple-double. The Grizzlies will be favored over the Heat. Will probably be slight underdogs to the Rockets, and big underdogs Memphis will be to the Tennessee Vols. So the order that you want to see the games does not correlate properly with the likelihood of you leaving one of the games happy.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that's true unless you're a Tennessee Vol fan, right? I mean, that would be. You can be a Vol fan. And we were discussing this, yes, but I think you can be a Vol, no question, be a Vol fan and a Grizzly fan. If you live in Memphis, I have no ethical problems with that whatsoever. So I think there's a reasonable chance of you being happy there. It is interesting because not only are the Rockets have a lesser record than the Grizzlies, they're the ones traveling on a back-to-back, right? They're the second half of a back-to-back, like all the home, second half of a back-to-back, all that stuff. I honestly just think even though I do wonder if the Rockets hadn't sort of looked like they've been figuring things out the last couple games. I just think there's a perception they're the better team, even though they haven't performed to that. Don't you think? I mean, there's just, I mean, I guess I assume the Rockets are going to finish ahead of the Grizzlies, don't you?
I do assume the Rockets will finish ahead of the Grizzlies, and so does literally every computer, thing that spits out NBA projections. They also think that the Rockets will still.
It doesn't mean they will, but I would bet that if I had to bet one way or another, yeah.
And I just looked it up. The Rockets, the number for tomorrow night opened at Houston -3. So yeah, the Rockets are going to be favored over the Grizzlies inside FedEx.
You know, it's lack of respect.
It's disrespectful. Some odds maker out there somewhere doesn't understand that they've recommitted to grit and grind.
Right. They've embraced grit and grind. They're going across the – maybe they probably even know the court, but the grain runs sideways against the grain.
I love that court, by the way.
I hate it.
The court looks beautiful.
I don't like it at all. It's frustrating to me.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's clean.
That's what she said.
I love it.
I think the Grizzlies court is awesome. I don't like the Tigers court.
I love the Tigers court.
Because here's the thing. I liked the idea of the Tigers court. But then when I actually saw it inside FedEx Forum, I was like, I don't like this.
I like the Mike Miller court the best, though, the black one.
What's the Tigers court again?
It's got the Memphis skyline on it.
Yeah. No, it's too. I actually was very skeptical of the going against the grain part of the Grizzlies court. I said, how's this going to work like? I mean, it's nice in concept. Oh, we go against the grain. But I think it's exactly what you said. It looks really clean. The only thing that I think...
That's what she said.
And I do love the fact that you don't notice this if you're just watching. I like the idea that the blue river goes down one side and not the other. The only thing that's, I think, tricky about that court is the out-of-bounds lines are a little bit hard to discern. and that's a little tricky. But I think the look, the first time I saw it on TV, even more so than in person, I just think it's wow. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I really like the Grizzlies' new court. And I know that you're the University of Memphis. You operate outside of a Power 5 structure, so you got to get money however you can get it. But I hate the ads on the court. Like, I think it's a Toyota or something.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I like that skyline.
No, I think the skyline looks, it doesn't come across.
Do you mind the little FedEx logo on the Grizzlies jersey?
I love the FedEx logo.
Not only do I not mind it, I think it actually, like, adds to the Memphis of it. I mean,
yeah.
FedEx is so close.
I do too. Yeah.
FedEx is so closely associated. When people think of FedEx, I really do think they think of Memphis. You know, there are big, big companies out there that you don't really know where they're headquartered. But I do think people largely know that FedEx is Memphis. And so it were, like, if it were Toyota on Memphis, I mean, Toyota on the Grizzlies uniform, that wouldn't scream Memphis to me. But I think it works because it's FedEx.
No, it's great. I think it's great. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think it looks good. I mean, it's also, the way they've done it is so discreet and classy that it's not obtrusive at all. But I think it looks good. Yep. I'm with you.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. In terms of the thing that would be celebrated the most, it's not even a real question, is it? It would be the University of Memphis beating the top five ranked University of Tennessee. Brad and I were talking about it earlier. In the NBA, and I heard you and Harrington talking this morning, and the point he made is, like, a win over the Rockets is actually bigger than a win over the Heat because it adds a loss to a Western Conference team, and I get that in concept, but largely, you know, you don't have a resume in the NBA. You have a record. You have a record, and it's just like you won this many of these games and you lost this many of these games. That's what you are. That's either good enough to get you into the playoffs or it's not. But in college basketball, all wins are not the same. All games are not the same. There's actually a committee that gets together on Selection Sunday, and they evaluate not just your record but your resume. The teams with the most wins don't get into the NCAA tournament. The teams with the best resumes get into the NCAA tournament. And they sit there. I sit there every morning, and I go, okay, these three wins are really good. These five wins don't matter at all. This loss is perfectly fine. That loss is something you got to ding them for. And so if you acknowledge that everything I just said is true, then having an opportunity to get a win of this magnitude, it's not just big for the program, but if you are actually going to dream about maybe putting together something that looks like an at-large resume, this is the type of win you need on it, and so it's a massive opportunity.
Yeah, and I'm deeply skeptical of their ability, period, to put together an at-large resume.
I am too. Even if they win tomorrow. I do not think that heading into the American Athletic Conference tournament, we will be having radio shows where we say, you know, if Memphis makes it to the title game, even if it loses, it's going to have a shot to get in the NCAA tournament.
What would they have to do? Let's say they beat Tennessee, and then they win the rest. The Western non-conference games are irrelevant. They're all bad teams, right?
It's Little Rock, Tennessee State, Florida, right?
Okay, so they win all those games. They beat Tennessee. What record? And I know it's a sliding scale, and it depends what everyone else does, blah, blah, blah. But what kind of record in conference would they have so we're even having this discussion about possible at-large? Or has already so much damage been done that unless they're undefeated in conference, this would not be a question?
I do not think so much damage has been done. I think something like 13-5, with the right wins being in those 13.
13-5 and beating Tennessee and making the right wins.
Yeah, I think beat Tennessee and then go 13-5. Well, Houston got an at-large bid last year with a 14-4 league record and 8 losses total. Wichita State got in with a 14-4 league record and 8 losses total. And they got in, this is kind of surprising, they got in pretty safely. It looks like Houston was a 6 seed, Wichita State was a 4 seed, and so I think maybe I would say 13-5. I think 13-5 with no more non-league losses, and 13-5, win over Tennessee, no more non-league losses, and then, like, get to the championship game of the AAC tournament, I think that could probably get you there. Now, that's awful ambitious. I'm not predicting that. But I do think there's still a path to an at-large bid, even if I don't think it's a likely path.
Yeah, I tend to think, yes, I agree with all that. I tend to think that even putting aside the at-large bid, there's just emotional, you know, an emotional significance to a win over Tennessee, over a top three team in Penny's first season that resonates vastly more than literally any regular season win the Grizzlies could have. But you name it, when the Warriors are here, when the Lakers were here last, whatever it is. Unless it came down to clinching the playoffs in the last game of the season or something, win and you're in. But otherwise, there is no regular season game, just by the nature of the sport, that the Grizzlies could have that would have the emotional resonance of tomorrow morning's game, not even close, against Tennessee, even if it means nothing in terms of their ultimate at-large status.
Well, it just adds to the idea of, you know, again, all these questions. And I don't really they're not questions for me anymore. Like, I've watched 10 games, I guess it is at this point, 9 games, I guess it is at this point. Penny does not look like he doesn't belong on that sideline. The team is getting better, and that's according to the computers, but also just with your eyeballs. Like, it's all the stuff about coaching, like, I don't feel like that is a problem, or certainly not an obvious problem. But that is a question that people asked all offseason. And if you go with this roster, beat a top five team that just beat the number one team in the country, it just sort of plays into the narrative of he is going to be a monster here. He just got a win unlike any win Tubby Smith ever had, really unlike any win Josh Pastner had for, like, 4 years.
Josh didn't have a top 25 win for 5 years,
right.
And it was it in the end it was the St. Mary's win,
right?
I think that was the St. Mary's win in the tournament. It was his fifth year, I think, was his first top 25 win,
right?
So
then Penny could add a top five win by middle December of his first year, and oh, by the way, he's got the number one prospect in the country coming. I think he's already just knocked down every point any skeptic would try to make. But winning a game of this magnitude would certainly, you know, it would eliminate another question.
And people would just, I mean, it would be a game that people literally would remember. Like, I was there, where were you? I mean, it wouldn't be as significant a beating Tennessee in football, the first and only time they've done that. But it would be one of those that we'll just remember. Yeah, I mean, you would just remember it. I think you'd remember it more than Josh's wins over Louisville, because it's the first of something, and it's the start of something, and it's Penny, and it's, yeah, it would be. I don't expect it, though.
Right.
To me, the more interesting question is, and I know we talked about this yesterday, the free shot aspect of the whole year. Is there any nature of a loss, 30 points, right, that would be demoralizing? And literally, to me, the answer is no. Like, I mean, you know, you lose by 30. It wouldn't be fun. Like, people wouldn't be enjoying that. But even losing by 30 doesn't change anything to me. You'd have a little gloating from some folks. See, you know, there would be a little of that but not from the Memphis people, I don't believe.
Yeah, listen, there is a difference just in terms of perception between losing by 20 and losing by 30. It registers a different way. Like, if Kentucky would have just lost to Duke by 18 in that first game, it's interpreted so differently than they lost by 34 points. Like, 30 is just a big number in a 40-minute basketball game. But, and so it would register differently across the country. Like, ooh, boy, Memphis at home just lost by 30. Wow. But I mean this as in the nicest way possible. The people who are wired to jump on Twitter tomorrow if Memphis loses by 20 or 25 and try to make it out to be anything other than a byproduct of what the previous staff left Penny Hardaway, Like, I simply don't respect their opinion. I simply do not respect their opinion on the topic. I don't think they know what they're talking about, or they're just being confrontational to be confrontational.
They were just anti. They were already anti, yeah. Whatever, for whatever reason, whether it's because they're pro-UT or pro-Kentucky, let's just say, or... Right. Pro-Tubby. Like, those are the people who would do it.
Right. Right. And I don't care. And I don't care what Kentucky fans think about the Memphis program, where it's at, where it was, and where it's going. I don't care really where Tennessee fans think of the Memphis program, where it was, where it's at, where it's going. And the pro-Tubby crowd, to the extent that it still exists, and it's like...
It's not a crowd.
It's not even a crowd anymore. It's like the Lionel Hollins rally that they had.
I forgot about the rally.
I will say this. Those people were vastly more credible than the pro-Tubby crowd.
Oh, 100%.
Vastly.
They had
an argument. The guy just freaking took them to the Western Conference final.
Oh, that was incredible.
You know, I mean, like, they actually had a credible argument. Like, he kind of got the shaft. He did it to himself a little, but, like, they at least had an argument.
There's no question. You know? The guy just gone to the Western Conference Finals. There is no sensible pro-Tubby argument anymore. There's no there never was, as far as I was concerned, but like some people thought there was. It seems crystal clear now. Just like I'd said under Tubby, every way you measure a basketball program was in decline. Basically in a modern era low, recruiting, donation, season tickets, attendance, the on-the-court product. Every single way you measure a basketball program right now, it's already better. Attendance, season tickets, donations, recruiting, the on-the-court product. These two things will always be true. Tubby Smith took the Memphis basketball program and made it worse in every way, and Penny Hardaway has already taken the Memphis basketball program and made it better in every way. And there is nothing that can happen on that basketball court tomorrow that's going to change either one of those things.
Right. Yeah, I do wish it were later in the day. Just because I think there's... you and I agree on this. Memphis Madness, the very best part of Memphis Madness was the 5 minutes before Memphis Madness began, when the place was just vibrating with excitement. And
that's what she said.
If Tennessee goes up 20-8 and whatever, the best part of tomorrow might be before the game begins too, right? As people are filling the place and all of that. So, I sort of wish it was later in the day, but beyond that, it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's like we were talking about yesterday. It's been a long, long time since we've had one of these games, so I'm looking forward to it.
One note I got from the University of Memphis within the past 30 minutes or so, they're encouraging fans to get there early. The doors open at 9:30. Downtown is going to be congested. It's going to be hard for you to park. It's going to be hard for you to get around. Security at the door is going to make it not a swift process. It's been a long time since they've had to deal with 18,000 people coming in there for a college basketball game. And so just plan accordingly. I don't think you want to, at 11:03 tomorrow, be 40 people back in a line in the plaza area of FedEx Forum. But if you don't plan accordingly, that is exactly what you'll be.
Plus, you want to be there to be soaking it up.
Dude,
you know?
Let me tell you, that's my favorite part of a basketball game. I love, and by the way, unpopular opinion, I don't love the intro video. When everybody was like,
really?
I didn't love it. I didn't.
Really?
I didn't.
But it could be because it could be one of these, too many people told you it was great.
Right. I read then, it. I saw it on Twitter, like four different people. And they were like, right. Oh, this is the best one ever. This is the best. And I went and watched it. And I was like, it's good. It's good. Like, it's fine. But, like, I don't know. I was expecting to be blown away. I wasn't blown away. And my apologies to, like, it's good. It's very good. It's just, like, I don't love it. But here's what I do. I love seeing it every time because I want to be there for that. Kelly and I, this is one of our disagreements. She's like, no matter where, like, she's beautiful and the best wife ever. But she's not great at, like, being on time. Like, if you say, okay, I'm going to be home at this time, and then, like, let's be ready to roll because I want to get downtown.
Nah, my wife's the same way.
There's just no chance we're going to leave when it is I said we need to leave by, right? And she's like, oh, it'll be fine, because she always thinks everything's going to be fine. That's her answer for everything. It'll be fine. And what I try to explain to her is I want the kids to experience the starting lineups and the lights going out and the intro video because that is my favorite part of a basketball game. I wish if they ever put me in charge of television broadcast, and I know there's a reason they don't do it. It's for time. But I think having the actual pregame introductions on television would be awesome. I love the introductions. So get there early so you can enjoy it the way I enjoy it. Don't you love the introductions?
I love the introductions. Here's something that's going to be a little unpatriotic. I don't love the anthem.
Hate the anthem. I do. I'm sorry. I do. I can't stand it.
I hate the anthem. There are times I love our anthem. You know, I'll tell you when I like the anthem. When an American wins a gold medal and they play the anthem and a flag goes up.
It's beautiful.
And the American's crying. I love the anthem. But just as a matter of just playing it before everyone, anyone's just, God, this guy is going slow. Like, you know, because, if they're singing slowly, it's like, oh, really? Seriously? And I hate the anthem.
I hate the anthem. Whoa. I want to be clear.
Y'all.
We love our country.
No, I love the
just
country.
Just start kneeling, why don't you?
And I don't even hate the anthem, although I like, you know, I like America the Beautiful better and whatever. But I don't like the anthem.
Why don't you move to Canada, Jeff?
We love our country, but I have no...
Canada, I'll be... here's another thing. Canada,
we love their anthem. Yeah.
Why is that always everybody's solution all the time? Like, why don't you leave then? Like Mississippi elected a possibly racist senator a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And so I posted something on Facebook, and they were like, hey, if you don't like living in Mississippi, you could just move to Tennessee. I'm like, why is the solution I got to move? How about let's just not elect a racist? Like, wouldn't that be better? Let's just not elect a woman, a possible racist, a woman who said that if invited to a public lynching, she would be on the front row.
Yeah.
How about instead of me having to move, we could just not elect that person? Similarly, you bring up stuff like this. The solution to me and Jeff being anti-national anthem at a basketball game is not for us to move.
Anthem generally. I'm just anti-anthem at a basketball game.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
The solution,
there are places I like it.
The solution is not for us to move to Canada. The solution is to not play the anthem before every stupid basketball game. We don't need it. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary.
It's totally unnecessary.
Anyway, I'm going to get there early enough to get settled in. And then I will conveniently walk to the back during the anthem. And then I'll shuttle back to my seat just in time for the starting lineups.
Do you like previews during the movies? Do you need to get to the movies in time for the previews?
Or
do you not care?
No, I enjoy the previews, but it's not mandatory. In other words, if we are running behind, so movie's supposed to start at 7, you know, because of the previews, it ain't actually starting until 7:10. Like, I'm fine if we get in there at 7:06.
Okay.
But I'm willing to – I'm much – more willing to miss the previews than I am to miss the starting lineups. I don't want to miss
the starting
lineups.
Yeah, I don't like missing the previews either, though.
But, like, at least at the movies, they don't make you listen to the national anthem.
Why? They should. That's what they should do. Stand up. Everyone stand up in the movie. Put their popcorn down. Yeah. Like, what's the logic there? Why do we do it at a ball game but not at the movies?
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Like, if I ever get in charge of the NCAA, we're going to ban the pregame national anthem.
Why has this show become ranting and raving about what y'all like?
It's our show. We do whatever we want
to,
Brad.
That's what you do on the radio, Brad.
Yeah. What did you think?
We're radio professionals.
What do you think you do on the radio?
But you usually, I love your shows.
You play Christmas music? Is that your
No, I just, it's become what we don't like. Here's what we, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm going through security now, so I'm hanging out.
Yeah. All right, go.
Go enjoy the anthem.
Go.
See ya.
Yeah, go put your hand over your heart.
I don't like the anthem.
I can appreciate the anthem in certain places. Gold medal ceremony at the Olympics. Perfect example. I want to see that just like I want to see the starting lineups in a basketball game. But I got no interest in the national anthem before a basketball game. You got to oftentimes as a journalist, you're working, you know, before a game, you got your computer up,
who cares about the journalist, Gary?
I'm not asking anybody to care about me. I'm explaining to you why I don't want the anthem before basketball games. You have to actually stop what you're doing. And then do something you don't want to do.
Yeah, you're focused on your country for that.
It's inconvenient. It's inconvenient for me.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. I got breaking news.
Oh, what's going on?
Dwayne Wade.
He's not playing? Don't tell me that. We're not going to see Dwayne Wade in his finale, his appearance at FedEx Forum?
He's not going to have a finale appearance.
He's just going to miss us.
More accurately, he has already had his final appearance at FedEx
Forum. It's occurred.
It came last season. He will not play tonight. He has general soreness.
And he's fed up with the anthem, too.
Don't we all have general soreness? Be back in a second.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
This is what people are saying about James Gaddis Jewelers.
We love James Gaddis Jewelers. Everyone there is so friendly. My husband designed my engagement ring there, and we got his wedding ring there, too, because we like the people that work there so much. They treat us like we're the most important customers in the store. James Gaddis is our jeweler.
I purchased my wife's engagement ring and wedding ring at James Gaddis Jewelers and experienced nothing but really excellent service and value. They greeted me by name every time I went into the store and helped me find just the right ring I was looking for. She absolutely loves it, and I wouldn't go anywhere else but Gaddis Jewelers.
She'll never forget the year you gave her a gift from James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is James Gaddis. This year, let us be your holiday destination and see why we've been voted the best jewelry store. Come shop with us at 4900 Poplar at Mendenhall and continue the family tradition at James Gaddis Jewelers.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Hey, Jason Smith here to tell you about Winston Insurance. They offer tailor-made insurance packages to fit your life. Life, commercial, home, auto, whatever you need. Give Eric Winston a call at 901-275-8173 or online at winstoninsures.com.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it. And they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. 4 Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you.
Some nights are truly enchanted, especially during Holiday Wonders at the Garden at Memphis Botanic Garden. Bring the family to ooh and awe at the area's most interesting and unique holiday light show. Close to home, easy parking, and unlimited fresh air. Get discount tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by Pro Show Systems.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Fast, fast, fast.
says here, means you probably got holiday parties to go to. You might even be hosting a holiday party. If you're hosting a holiday party, you're going to need alcohol because nobody want to go to a holiday party that doesn't have alcohol, I don't think. Buy a case of New Amsterdam vodka. That's what I would do. 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, cowboy?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight all weekend.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. Yeah, it's really what I buy when I'm in the liquor store. The reason's simple. It's a reasonably priced quality vodka. You can spend more on vodka, but why would you do that? Be dumb. We turn the Memphis market into the number one market per capita in the country for New Amsterdam vodka. It's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. They got flavored vodkas as well. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. If you're into flavored vodkas, they got you covered. So next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or a liquor store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. 540, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. And if you missed it, in the last segment, the Miami Heat have confirmed Dwayne Wade, future Hall of Famer, three-time world champion, is not going to play tonight against the Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum. So let me ask you.
Yeah.
If you're a Grizzlies fan,
yep.
is this a good thing or a bad thing? Let me make the argument.
Yep.
The good thing would be you're playing the Miami Heat, you're a four-point favorite,
yep.
and the Miami Heat is now going to be without its third leading scorer.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, the bad thing. The bad side of it would be, this is about entertainment.
Yep.
It's a Friday night.
Yeah.
D-Wade's in town.
I want to see his finale.
I wanted to go see a future Hall of Famer one more time, and now I've been robbed of that opportunity by general soreness.
I think you spelled it out perfectly. I think, though, the second part, I think, is somewhat more important to me as a basketball fan, and it's not a crippled D Wade nowadays, but I saw him play the other day against LeBron, and like that ain't Dwayne Wade. That's a shell of what Dwayne used to be.
He balled out in that game. You didn't see it.
That game he did, but he's not playing like he used to play.
Well, who is Brad at that age?
Which is speaks to why he is taking a night off in Memphis because
He's reached the age Dwayne Wade where he is retiring at the end of the season.
He picks the games he plays in.
He's 36 years old, and when you're 36 years old as a professional athlete, sometimes you just got to not play because of general soreness. That's not the type of thing that happens to a 23-year-old.
I am disappointed that D Wade is doing this to us, though. Like Dwayne, if you're listening, and you know they pipe us in there sometimes at FedEx Forum. If you know Dwayne, why don't you just consider us, the fans, that you know. Show out for us. Dress up. Maybe even just come out there for a little bit and then get out.
He's suffering from general soreness, Brad.
I suffer from general soreness,
He knows
Gary?
His body better than you know his body. He knows when he can play and when he can't. He knows who's been good for goodness sake.
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
If Dwayne Wade's not playing tonight, I'm going to take the man at his word that he has general soreness that is going to prevent him from playing. I will say that... It can be, and let's be clear, Dwayne Wade coming to Memphis at 36 years old is not the same as when LeBron comes or when Steph comes or when KD comes or perhaps even when James Harden or Giannis or Anthony Davis or a whole bunch of people. But he is a legend.
Yes, he is.
And
I thought a lot about it.
And I do think that people – so this isn't as devastating as like LeBron decided not to play tonight and it was LeBron's only trip to Memphis, which was something that happened, I guess, last year when he was in Cleveland for the final time – for the final year of that contract. This isn't that. But there has been a conversation within the NBA that if you are a superstar and you're going to rest. Now, keep in mind, this isn't rest as much as it's like he's sore.
Yeah.
He's not just like, I'm just going to take the night off.
Sore
like,
is such a tough word.
I'm not capable of competing at the level at which I want to compete tonight.
Okay.
There is a conversation in the NBA about if you're going to rest and you are a superstar, try not to rest in a place where you're only going one time.
Right.
Like, so if you're a Western Conference star,
mm-hmm.
if you're LeBron James, if you are going to rest, be aware of the fact that there are certain markets, Eastern Conference markets, you only go there one time. People plan their season around coming to see you.
Yeah.
Try not to rest that night. Now, again, Dwayne Wade, I don't know, is that level of star anymore, but he is an icon of the sport, a Hall of Famer, and I do think there were going to be people in that building tonight who wanted to see Dwayne Wade one more time.
Yep.
And you will, I guess, be able to see him. I imagine he'll be on the bench, but you're not going to see him play. Dwayne Wade resting tonight with general soreness. We'll be back with dinner to go.
I want to tell you about an Oak Hall employee by the name of Peggy Hurd. Peggy is a total delight. She works in customer service. So when you pick up alterations, she'll help you with what you need. But here's the other thing about Peggy Hurd. She's 87 years old. When I asked her if you plan on retiring, she told me, never. I love everybody here. Peggy started working at Oak Hall nearly 30 years ago when her husband had a heart attack and the family needed health insurance. She's been there ever since. And it's people like Peggy Hurd who make Oak Hall what it is. Sure, the clothes are beautiful, the atmosphere is welcoming, and it always makes me happy just to walk in the place. But service is the reason that Oak Hall has been around since 1859, and service, when you think about it, it's really just another word for people who love and thrive at their jobs. People like Peggy Hurd, age 87, who says that working at Oak Hall helps keep her alive and who will help you with anything you need. As Clay Tidwell, another legendary employee at Oak Hall, once put it, always look your best.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes size just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
The number of success stories connected to Josh Hysaw is in the hundreds, maybe thousands at this point. One such story, it belongs to Sam. He had a home here in Memphis, wanted to sell it. He did what I've been telling you to do for years. He listed it with Josh Hysaw. They met. They agreed on a price. Then Josh went to work. 13 showings, multiple offers. That home sold at the agreed-upon price, and it only took 5 days. How did Josh Hysaw do this? He did it with a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand, and it gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. First step, Josh helps you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree on a price. Then he goes to work. And if that home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You can do it by text message. Understand, the average agent in the Memphis market struggles to sell even 6 homes per year. Josh has sold more than 200 last year. He's on pace to do the same thing this year. He's outselling the average agent 34-1. So if you're trying to sell your home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. Josh Hysaw, 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
What makes happy hour happier? Craft cocktails, taps pouring cold brews from breweries in our neck of the woods, and a menu of shareables that's so good, it's hard to share. Same owners as Interim and Zaka Bowl. Be happier 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. SouthofBeal.com.
Our Sunday brunch favorite?
South of Beal.
So much yum.
The Memphis toast, right? French toast with peanut butter pastry cream and sliced bananas, served with strawberry syrup and bacon to die for.
Get the lowdown at SouthofBeal.com. See you Sunday.
Ho, ho, ho. What do you want for Christmas?
I want to find a place that I can buy all my friends' presents in one spot.
You don't need Santa for that. Just go to Doc's.
Did you know there's a place in the 901 where you can get wine and whiskey, candies and caramels and glasses and gift sets all under one roof? It's true. And this is Gary Parrish promising you that you're going to find all that and more at Doc's Wine Spirits and More at the corner of Poplar and Kirby next to Swanky's in the Carrefour Shopping Center. You're going to find beer, bourbon balls, and Bailey's alongside a huge selection of wine and liquor, all at great prices. And speaking of great prices, how about my favorite bottle, big bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka? Just $17.98 every day. And don't forget, Doc's Rare Whiskey Release is coming up on December 16th, where more than 100 bottles of allocated bourbon is going to be up for sale. First come, first serve. Find out more at DocsMemphis.com. That's DocsMemphis.com. Again, it's Docs Wine, Spirits, and More on the web, DocsMemphis.com.
See you later, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. And just where do you think you're going?
We're going to Docs.
Okay, bring me back an eggnog.
It's getting cold outside, and what better way to entertain the family than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway? Audubon tracks are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and climate controlled. And Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra-modern, fun to drive, and fast with speeds up to 50 miles per hour. Not your dad's rattly carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. Mondays through Thursdays, get one free race for every two you buy. I guarantee a trip to Audubon will change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway events. Fast, fun, cool.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Anyone can deliver a box, but Kroger makes it easy with store pickup and now shipping right to your door. So check out while you're chilling with the app or at Kroger.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you listen to the show often, you might know that my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health a couple of years ago. And after that experience, I can't recommend them enough. They took incredible care of our little boy and our family in general. And 2 years later, Luke couldn't be happier or healthier. But, like I've told you, you don't have to be in an emergency situation the way we were in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care at Regional One Health. And the East Campus is evidence of that, where Susan Edwards works. She's at the Imaging Center. And what that does is provide an easy option for women to get their annual mammograms. You do not need a referral. Don't even need an appointment. And FYI, if you didn't know, the American College of Radiology recommends an annual mammogram screen for women starting at the age of 40. So if you're a woman, 40 or up, don't put it off. It could actually save your life. Call Regional One's East Campus, 901-515-3600, 901-515-3600. If you're looking for the East Campus, easy to find, 6555 Quince Row, right at the Kirby exit of 385. You can learn more. RegionalOneHealth.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but mostly we just focused on what should be a fun 2 days inside FedEx Forum. Tonight, the Miami Heat without Dwayne Wade. Going to play the Memphis Grizzlies. Then tomorrow, 11 a.m., third-ranked Tennessee Vols will play the University of Memphis Tigers in front of a capacity crowd. First official sellout since March 2009 for the Tigers. And then tomorrow night, you get a Rockets team that was a win away from the NBA Finals last season. It's on a two-game winning streak right now. Just ran away from the Lakers in the fourth quarter last night. Led by two sure bet future Hall of Famers, James Harden and Chris Paul. And James Harden coming off a 50-point triple-double he had last night against LeBron's Lakers. And so, when we started this show, we thought it would be an opportunity to see three future Hall of Famers and a top five college basketball team all in about a 30-hour span. We now know one of those future Hall of Famers is not playing. That's Dwayne Wade. But it still should be a fun night, followed by a fun day, followed by a fun night tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Heat Grizz FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. No Dwayne Wade. He's the third leading scorer for the Miami Heat. Biggest star, but third leading scorer. He's 36 years old, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
The Grizz are a 4-point favorite, sitting alone in six in the Western Conference standings right now. Tip-off is scheduled for a little after 7 o'clock. Gary Darby will get you ready. Then Eric Hasseltine on the call. You can listen right here, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC.
All right.
2-hour episode.
Very nice.
Starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I started writing my own descriptions.
You're writing descriptions for NBC now?
Yeah, I watch the previews and then I write my own description.
Maybe you could find another job out of your 20 jobs.
That's how I spend my Friday afternoons.
Writing
now.
Descriptions.
I watch Dateline previews and then I write descriptions.
The delivery is everything on these, though.
Would you like the description?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Chris Smith grew up in California on a private lake, boats, jet skis, and the Pacific Ocean just a few miles away. So he was back and forth from the lake to the ocean all the time. Quirky kid. Big and generous heart. Grows up. Starts a successful business. Makes a lot of money. Millions. And then, on June 4, 2010, he just leaves. Just cashes out and sets off on a new life. Where did he go? With whom did he flee? That's tonight on an all-new Dateline.
You've got the fragments, like, you write in fragments for these. That's exactly right. We have more?
Do you want to know who's reporting?
Who is reporting?
Reporting tonight.
Come on, Keith Morrison.
Keith!
Hi!
MF and Morrison, the legend, the GOAT. I think this is back-to-back weeks for Keith Morrison.
Two in a row, GP.
I think this is back-to-back weeks, back-to-back Friday nights for the GOAT, Keith Morrison. Let's listen to Keith Morrison preview tonight's Dateline.
Last Friday, a jury in Orange County, California, reached a momentous decision about a story we've been following for years. A case so strange, so complex, so devious. An act so bad. It's kind of hard to get your head around. About a young man who suddenly up and went traveling the world. But what really happened? Hard to believe. Dateline, 9 o'clock, 8 central, this Friday.
He's the GOAT.
That is genius work.
I mean, I think I was all right, but he's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT.
I think I did all right, but I ain't the GOAT.
He is. Keith, that man is a legend.
Keith Morrison's the GOAT. That's tonight, 8 o'clock on NBC.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Pete Thamel wrote a nice story on Craig James. You remember Craig James? He was Kirk Herbstreit before Kirk Herbstreit was Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah,
he was like the face of college basketball, of college football on ESPN.
Yep.
And then just disappears.
Yeah.
He, much like Chris Mann.
Uh-huh.
But for different reasons. Mostly because he got real homophobic in a very public way. And ultimately, it's just like ESPN was like, we're done with you. And then he got a job at like Fox Sports Southwest. He lasted one show there. They were like, we're done with you. He ran for office in Texas and was like supposed to win the election.
Yeah.
And end up just getting smoked by Ted Cruz.
Oh.
And so now, you know, Pete Thamel just caught up with him and tried to tell, like, what happened to Craig James? This guy was the face of college football for ESPN, and now he's just off the radar completely. So if you haven't read that yet, go check it out. It's on Pete's Twitter feed.
What's on tap next week?
Well, this is actually the final show I'm going to be hosting this year. Believe it or not, I have unused vacation days. more than I'm even going to use.
Yeah.
But I am going to use it the rest of this year. So I think that's 9 years of the Gary Parrish Show in the books for me. I appreciate you guys being here when you're here. Appreciate Cowboy Carson holding stuff together. The next time I will be hosting is going to be January 2nd, 2019. We'll do it live from New York City that day. All that said, there will be live Gary Parrish shows next week. Matt Stark's going to host on Monday. And I am going to join him live at the top of the show to discuss whatever happens in tomorrow morning's Tennessee-Memphis game. So be here for that, please. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. If you have FedEx Forum tomorrow from Memphis, Tennessee, perhaps I'll see you there. If you're at the Lander Center on Sunday for Sesame Street Live, perhaps I'll see you there. If you live in my house, I'll see you in about 30 minutes. And then we'll all meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Well, hello there.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Toyotathon is now at Wolf Chase Toyota. Your number one volume sales leader in Memphis. All 2018s must go during Toyotathon. This holiday season, we want to say thanks to all of our great customers and employees for a great year at Wolf Chase Toyota. We are committed to do whatever it takes to continue providing you with the best sales and service experience each day. Toyotathon happens once a year, and we are ready. The great deals are on. Shop your great selection online at wolfchasetoyota.com.
Number 1 of 2015 SNBS reporting. Toyotathon offers expire 12/31/18 and exclude dealer dock fees, tax, tag, title. See dealer for details.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new club car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Men, you're probably hearing a lot of talk about erectile dysfunction pills and how cheap and easy it is to treat ED with just a click or a call.
Well, the Memphis Men's Clinic wants you to know that those little blue pills may not be for everyone. Over time, the responsiveness they promise can wear out and the nasty side effects can increase. In fact, many of our patients are guys who've become frustrated with the performance of those pills. At Memphis Men's Clinic, we go way beyond prescribing a simple pill. Our physicians offer a precision approach that delivers an effective dose of medicine designed to minimize